Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf Lamed Beis, and we are on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, the last line, as we continue talking about separations needed as we continue our travels through these first three prakim of Kilayim, which is all about Kilay Zraim. We have another 3 days to Kilay Zraim, and then the fourth parak switches over to Kilay HaKerem, the second of the five. If you remember, there's Kilay Zraim, Kilay HaKerem, Kilay Behema, the two types of Kilay Behema, crossbreeding and crossworking. We touched on those a little bit earlier in the Masechta, and then of course Kilay Begadim Shatnez at the end of the Masechta. As we continue. But we're still in the middle of Kilay Zraim, and we've been talking about different types of Yerakos and Tfua, and the different requirements, a lot having to do with Maris Ayin. The Mishnayos themselves had that Lashon. We had the Lashon on Lamana Mabez, Shekein Masha Asru Chachamim Lo Azru El B'nei Maris Ayin, which we explained might not be Asru Chachamim, might mean literally the Din Daraisa is that, but Masra Chasav L'Chachamim to interpret the Psukim. And we had earlier also the important language of the Rambam in the beginning of Pirush Mishnayos in the third parak of Kilayim. So we continue now, last line on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, relating to the separations that are required. So we mentioned that there are certain types of separations. On the one hand, that you're only allowed to plant a certain amount, but it has to be significant enough in order to create the hefsek that is required. So the Gemara says in the last line, as we have just been talking about mukshe, if you remember, is are the types of plants that have very far-stretching vines and leaves, and they intertwine with what they're next to, so you need more separation between them, mukshe ben amukshios, even though we said a mukshe could stand on its own between other mukshios and can prevent itself from becoming kilayim. But now the Gemara says, ad kadon barotsev. So we just said, based on what we said earlier, we know the types of separations that are required, that's if you plant it in a dense way, road safe. But osek lachim yechidim, what happens if you plant it in a very sparse way? Does that also create a separation? Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Ad kadon barot safe. Es hashuro smukshe amrinan dechovshin es haim soyos. If they are very dense, so then they could surround the emsoyos. But what about ba'osek lachim yechidim? V'she'eno zorea ratzuf. It's so dense. Elo zorea saklachim ruchakim zemizeh. Right? One is, they're sparse. Imgai kavna choshin. Are they chovesh in that way? So Chaim Kanievsky understands this to mean a chovesh, even though I said earlier, other mefarshim say it has to do with, others say it has to do with, again, the separation itself. So what do we say? So the Gemara answers, Kamada Tamar Gabi Kerem, Lo Shanya, who wrote Sefu Osek Lachim Yechidim. Just like by Kerem, we say it doesn't make a difference how sparsely and how thickly, densely it is growing. Afhacha, Lo Shanya, he wrote Sefu. Who owes a kalachim yechidim? It doesn't make a difference. Even though yesterday we spoke about maybe you cannot compare the two, the Gemara tried to compare the two in terms of the equation that was made between the erko and the heflego, the length and the separation. But the Gemara here says maybe we would compare. You know, sometimes things work better when they're densely connected to each other, and sometimes it works better when it's not. The Gemara in a totally different context, but it's the same type of idea. The Gemara in Bava Kamma on Daf Samach Amabez in the Bavli talks about what happens if there is plague. If there's plague, should you go closer? Do you separate from the people? Right? Is it good to be, let's look at Sanhedrin first. The Gemara talks about the Sanhedrin. When there are tzaddikim together and when there are rishayim together. So the Gemara talks about the difference between the two. The Gemara says, Misasan. Here it is. Pizur l'rishaim, hana'a lahem v'hana'a l'olam. When rishaim are separated, are sparse, they're not right next to each other, that's good for them because they don't play off each other and cause each other to do more evil. V'hana'a l'olam, and also it's good for the world because if they're not causing problems for the creating evil plants, so then the world is in a good place also. L'tzadikim, ra'lahem v'ra'la olam. Tzadikim, it's good for them to be together. Ra'lahem, if there's pizur amongst them, so then that is a problem. It's good for them to be together so that they can create a chevra and have hashpa'a tova. That's the Gemara. As we know, the importance of chevra, the importance of dveikus, right, a mitzvah saseh, he's even to have dveikus, two tamidei chachamim, and the Rambam, when we always like to quote in this context, is the different types of chaverim that we have, when we are together with chaverim tovim, when we are densely connected to them, like the Gemara here says, rotseif, when we are densely connected to chaverim tovim, that obviously is something that's very positive for us. The Rambam writes that if you remember on the Mishnah, kinei lecha chaver, where the Rambam says there are three types of chaverim, that one can have. Number one, the Rambam says, is a chaver. Let me just find the lashon. First, the Rambam says the lashon of kinyan. Hakavanah shetzorach l'adam sheyikne ohev la'atzmo sheyitaknu bo ma'asa v'chol inyanav. Kamo she'amar, like the Gemara says in Tainus, o chavrusa, o misusa. V'chul, when it's even if you have to spend money, one should do one what one can. But then the Rambam says, v'ho'avim shlosha minim. There are three types of ohavim, three types of friends in that way. Number one, ohev to'eles, ohev menucha, v'ohev ma'ala. Those are the three categories that the Rambam has. So number one, amnam, ohev to'eles. To'eles, a prophet, a business partner. Ka'ava shnei ashutfim, v'avas hamelech u'machanehu. Like two partners that are achieving a certain result together, or avas hamelech u'machanehu, the king and his army. So they have a relationship, they have a working relationship, but that's all that there is, a working relationship. They need each other in order to get the goal of money, to get the goal of power, to get the goal of victory, whatever it is. That's category number one, what the Rambam calls ohev to'eles. Number two, va'amnam, ohev menucha, hu shnei minim. And again, we know this is translated from the Arabic, so different translations would have slightly different words. I'm reading it from one of the Pirush Mishnayos. Ohev menucha, hu shnei minim. Ohev menucha, that's basically what we would call ohev hana, a good friend. A good friend, somebody who you like to experience things with, somebody who you like to share things with and tell things. Right, ohev bitachon, he also calls it kavas hazacharim lanakevus v'chayotzi bohem. Right, that you share a good friend. Right, that's much better than a business partner, but it's not the ultimate. The Rambam says, what's the ultimate? The ultimate friend, says the Rambam, is ki ohev ma'alahu sheyia tavas shneim v'kavanasu moldavar echad, where both have an ulterior but uplifted and metaphysical goal. V'hu atov, v'yirtza kol echad l'hezer b'chaveiro, v'hagi atov ahu l'shem yachad. They want to jointly be able to gain that goal together. And what's that? So it might be, I've often used this to create a bias naman b'Yisrael, where they're in it to give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam's one example is a Rebbe and a Talmud. Harav l'Talmud, Talmud l'Rav. Those are the that's the example that he gives, that Ava led the Achaver Lidvar Na'ale, where they try to, you know, gain something even higher than themselves. And that's happens when there's, like, to use our Gemara's Lashon, road safe, when there's density, when there's closeness amongst these friends. So that's when that Ashpa Tova could happen. And that's the Rambam and Hilchos Deos, how important it is to choose our surroundings and who we are densely connected to. Two we are densely connected to. That's the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Deos, where the Rambam says we are influenced, whether we like it or not, by our surroundings. Derek Briyaso Shal Adam Lios Nimshach Bideosav Ubimaasav Acharayav Vechaverav. We're pulled. It's natural. We're pulled after what's going on around us. So we have to connect to tzaddikim and sit at the feet of Rabbanon, Tamid, Kadesha Yilman Maaseim, to learn from their actions. And to not be ratzav. Maybe it'd be Osa Klachim Yechidim. Once in a while, we have to cross paths with someone who might not be the best for our neshama. But that could happen once in a while, but we have to make sure that we choose correctly, and it's even in mitzvahs aseh daraisa. The Rambam counts this. Mitzvahs aseh li davek bechachamim kedei lilmo b'maaseyem shenemar uvo sidbak. You shall cleave to him. That's what the Torah says. V'chiev shal ha'adam li davek b'shchina. Could a person have dveikus and connect to Hashem directly? How do you connect to Hashem? Ela, says the Rambam, kachamur chachamim b'feirish mitzvazu. He davek b'chachamim v'talmidehem. Right, connect to the chachamim and their talmidim. Connect to the ones that that are his representatives, so to speak, in this world. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, counts that as a separate mitzvahs asei da'araisa. I say it very early in the countings of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Okay, so let's continue. Says the Gemara, Shur shel kishurim, shur shel diluin, shur v'chulur v'lezer matir. So let's remember there were three cases in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had three cases back on Daf Lamed on the base. Case number one was two shuros of each one. Each of these are, if you remember, each of these are mukshas, right, where they have a lot of wide-spreading leaves. So there were the Mishnah says, if you have two rows, each row is four amos wide. So you have eight amos of kishuin, eight amos of diluin, eight amos of pula mitzri, that's all mutter. That's all mutter. Everyone has looked at it separate, and nothing to talk about. That is all mutter. That's what the Mara Folda said on the Mishnah. Shiros niras atzma v'yesh kan heker. That's not a problem. You don't need anything to separate, right? That's eight amos across, eight amos wide. That's fine. That's case number one. Two amos. Next case is one shura, meaning four amos across of each one. One row, shura of kishuin, shura of diluin, shura of pola mitzri, the Mishnah says, asur. The Mishnah says, case number two is asur, because there's only one shura that looks like intermixed. Look at the Mara Folda there, back on the Mishnah. Da afa gav de bishar yerek butter, even though other yurakos, that would be okay, but kan asur, lafisha ha'alim mispashtim, umisarvim zoom zoom, because here the leaves separate and are intertwined one with the other. So that is case number two, where we have one shura, four, and four. And finally, we have case number three. Case number three is exactly like case number two, but with one extra. Instead of just one shura of kishurin, one shura of dilu, and one shura of pola mitzri, we have another one shura of kishurin. So we have one shura of kishuin on the outside, and in between, we have one shura of pala mitzri and one shura of diluin. That's a machlokas. That's the machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer says mutter, and the chachamim say asr. So the question now is going to be in the Gemara, does Rabbi Eliezer also argue on case number two? What's explicit in the Mishnah is that he only argues on case number three. Case number two just says usr. But case number three, Rabbi Eliezer says mutter. Depending on what his svara is in case number three, would we apply that in case number two? So that's the machlokas that we are about to have. So Rabbi Yanai Amar b'machlokas. Rabbi Yanai says, yep, case number two is also under machlokas. Not just case number two, but also case number three. Shnei minim mitstarfim lahatzil, vein shnei minim mitstarfim le'esor. We changed the girsa. What does that mean? Rabbi Lazar holds, two minim can be mitstarif to save itself. Meaning case number three. What's case number three? You have two rows of kishuan on the outside, and inside you have one row of diluin and one row of pola mitzri. So says Rabbi Lazar, the diluin and the pola mitzri are different minim, but they're strong enough to combine to save themselves. So it's not called chavush. It's not called surrounded by the two outer rows of kishuin. So you have the two outer rows of kishuin. The inner rows of diluin and pola mitzri, they combine. So that's what the Mishnah Gemara says here. Shnei minim mitztarf and lahatzil, the two minim, can combine themselves to save themselves. That's case number three. Ve'ein shnei minim mitztarfim le'esor. But the two minim are not mitztarev le'esor. That means case number two. What's case number two? You just have three rows in a row. Three rows in a row. Each one is a separate min. We don't say that the two outer minim are mitztarev to aser the inner one. It's not chovish the inner one. Each one is a separate min. So regarding asering the middle one, so then they're not mitztarif. Regarding protecting themselves, they are mitztarif. So case number three, they are mitztarif to protect themselves. Regarding asering the middle one, they're not mitztarif. Ancient minim aside from last are because they're two different minim, so therefore the kishuin and the pola mitzri, which are on the outside, are not going to aser the diluin. So that is Rabbi Yanai, who says that Rabbi Lazar not only would matir in the case number three, he would matir in case number two. And Rav argues, Rav Amar, no, Siruf is across the board. Divrei Akoli, really, case number two is according to everyone. The Mishnah says, Usur, It's also the Devri Akolhi. Kishem Sheshne Minim Mitstarfim Lahatzil, just like the two Minim are Mitstarif to be Matzil, just like the two Minim, in case number three, protect themselves, because you look at them together, and therefore it's eight Amos in the middle to protect themselves. Kach Shne Minim Mitstarfim Leasar. So too, the in case number two, Rabbi Lazar would agree that it's Aser, because the two Minim on the outside, even though they're different from each other, they would be Chovesh, they would be considered surrounded. Surrounding the middle, and therefore they would aser. So machlokas between Rabbi Yanai and Rav, whether Rabbi Lazar would argue in case number two as well. Good. Before the Gemara continues with Rai is one way or the other. This gives us an opportunity. We're talking about Sirif for the shear. We haven't spoken in a while about the concept of Chatzi Shear. Chatzi Shear is the Gemara in Maseches Yuma. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Chlokas, whether it is an Isser D'Arayis or an Isser D'Rabbanan. Reish Lakish says Chatzi Shear is Mutar Minat Torah. We passing like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says Chatzi Shear is Asim Minat Torah, but based on two very different sources. Two very different sources. One source is that based on kol chaylev, it's exeris akasiv, any chaylev. Kol chaylev, any chaylev is going to be asur. That includes even chati shir. Or the Gemara says, kivan dechati litz tarufe isura ka'achal. Since this is combinable with another, if I have a half a shir now, and then I'm going to have another half a shir, then isura ka'achal. Then altogether, it's going to be asur. Again, our case is not talking about food. Our case is talking about two minim mitzarif to each other to create distance or to create surrounding, but it gives us the opportunity a little bit to talk about a related concept of the chatzi shir. The achronim talk about whenever chatzi shir is discussed. This is a great litmus test. The achronim talk about the Be'yehuda and the Shagas Aryeh. What happens if somebody consumes a chatzi shir in a situation where it is impossible to come to a shir. The tzlachim, sachem, daf, mem, dalet. If somebody eats a chatzi shir at the end of Yom Kippur, or somebody eats chametz, the half a kezayis at the end of Pesach, is that going to be aser mida oraisa? Because after all, it is not chazi le'itztarufe. It is not possible to be mitzarev this with another portion. And therefore, maybe we should say there, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, we would say Chatzi Shir is not Aser Min HaTorah. Right, Rabbi Akiva Eger has that suffix in Madura Kama, Kuf Nun Dalid, what the halacha is. But others say that Chatzi Shir is Aser even if one eats it in that situation where it would be impossible to combine. 10 minutes.
Can I move you to the woodworking room?
What?
Can I put you in the woodworking room?
What? I should finish 10 minutes. There's nothing else you can do right now. I'm just wasting your time.
It's fine.
I'm saying, is it? I'll figure out.
I'll wait. Fine.
The root of this question, Pashtus, would be Rabbi Chanan talks about this in the Kovet Shiurim of Basra Shin Samach Zayin. What does it mean Chazilitz Tarufe? What does that mean? To use the two key words that come up in many sugyas, siman or siba. Chazi l'tzarufei, is that a reason? Chazi l'tzarufei, that's a reason that it's going to be usher? Siba. And if that's the case, then l'chora, you would need it to be actually chazi l'tzarufei. And it has to be able to combine. Or it might be what we call siba. The fact that it is combinable means that it itself has significance. Not that it has to actually combine. But if it is combinable, then it has significance. And therefore, even if you don't have the possibility of chazilis tarufe, that's what the Rabbi Chanan talks about in Shin Samach Zayin. Lufi mashin estafkua ga'onim ha'achronim, dechatzi shir mutter, heichadol chazilis tarufe befoal, what the tzlach and other achronim say, Kagon Berega Achron Shayama Kippurim. Im Kein Huadin Hacha. Kivan the Nishtayer Pachos Mikazayas. Vesula Chazi the Sarufe. He's talking about a case in Baobastra. Ein Kan Isra Chazi Shir. Ela De Nira Kein. Deha the Chazi the Sarufe. Says Rabbi Chanan. Hi Ho Chacha Viraya the Chazi Shir Hu Isser. It's a simen. It's a simen that it's aser. The ochacha hazos yeshna gam al rego achrona, and this ochacha even have on the last moment. Dari ilu achal chatzi shir kodem rego haachron, because if you had eaten a chatzi shir before, viod chatzi shir rego achron mitzaref lachaybo miuzel oshayach ela biyisurei Torah. So he talks about that. He said, but that has to do with that. He takes into Shvuah, but that's an afkamina between siman or siba if you would eat it in the last moment. You might say, Rabbi Chanan says, maybe the other one of the other major questions in Chatzis Shiur also is dependent on this, and that is klali prati. Right, klali prati. This is a question that's asked by Lifnei Iver, and it's asked by Chatzis Shiur, by other contexts as well. When we say Chatzis Shiur, let's say Chatzis Shiur of Nevela, and Chatzis Shiur of Trefa, and Chatzis Shiur of Chazir, and Chatzis Shiur, are those all the scorecard in Shamayim? Is there a Chatzis Shiur scorecard, and all the Chatzis Shiurs go together? Or do we say that, no, there's a Chatzis Shiur section on the Chazir scorecard, and there's a Chatzis Shiur section on the Nevela scorecard. It's a little bit of each and every Aveira, the Chatzis Shiur. So, Klali Upratis, that's, again, another discussion in the Achronim. Rabbi Chanan says, maybe it depends on how you understand Chazilas Tarufei. Right? If you say Chazilas Tarufei is Mamish, it's a Siba, and once you get there, you violate it, so then Lachor, it's Prati. Right, it's connected to each and every one of Aveira. But if you say it's just a siman that it is significant, then it's a good chance that you would say that it is a klali dikka, a klali dikka din. The Mishnah's Yaveis, Rav Zhulti says maybe it is totally on the makar. Maybe it's totally on the makar, not just within Chazilas Tarufei, but kol chela versus Chazilas Tarufei. Right, if you say. Excuse me. If you say Chatzis Shiur is Chazilas Tarufei, maybe that's all about because it's Chazilas Tarufei to the full shiur. But if you say it's Kol Chelev, Kol Chelev sounds like a separate makar, and therefore it wouldn't be totally on connected directly to any other aveira. It would just be a general iser. Okay, there's a lot more here. There's a discussion that you don't have Chatzis Shiur by every Aveira. Sometimes you find that they don't talk about Chatzis Shiur by, the Divrei Yecheskel has this suggestion. Let's say walking outside the Tchum, two Amos. So is that Chatzis Shiur? That's a Chavos Yaris Kasha in Siman Tezvav. Why don't you say there's an Isser to go outside the city, even one Amma, we did Chatzis Shiur, Asur Min HaTorah. Right, the Isser Tchumen, right, so even one. So, unless you say there's something called Chatzis Shiur versus Chatzis Malacha, right, that's a discussion in Ilcha Shabbos, it could be that it's zero. Certain Isurim, it's zero before you get to the full. But the Divrei Yecheskel says, maybe Chatzis Shiur is only usher where the Torah, you learn out Torah Shebal Peh, you learn out the Shiur. But if the Torah is mefurish with the Shiur, so then you have to say that's part of the definition, and then Chatzis Shiur wouldn't be usher. That's the Divrei Yecheskel in Siman Zayin. Te'echido iser min HaTorah, v'ashir me'alach ha'moshe b'sinai, yesh lomad ha'chatzis shiur usher, mishum she'en ha'shir, chelik me'atzmusa shal iser, elu hu did shiur l'inin onesh bovad. Aval heched ha'shir shal ha'iser mefurish b'Torah, nimsa de'etzem ha'shir hu guf chatichas ha'iser. And that's why possibly Rechitzas Kol Gufo on Yom Kippur. There's no Katzav of Chatzis Shiur. There are others as well. That's some of the discussion of Chatzis Shiur. But we have, back to our Gemara, you have the Machlokas, whether there's Tziruf to a Shiur, according to Rabbi Elazar, in both contexts or only one direction. So again, Rabbi Yannai says, back to our Gemara, Rabbi Yannai says that Rabbi Elazar would argue in both cases, even in case number two. While Rav says that no, he only argues in case number three, but in case number two, he would agree. So now the Gemara says, Masnisa, we switch the girsa, pliga de Rabbi Yannai. Our Mishnah sounds like against Rabbi Yannai. Why? The Gemara changes the girsa. Detanin and Rabbi Elazar matir, because our Mishnah says Rabbi Elazar is matir only in case three. So if it meant it in case two, Lachora, you would have said it in case two also. So the fact that you only say it in case three, Pashtus, the Mishnah sounds like Rabbi Yannai. Masnisa, pliga, al Rav. But also, there's a problem with Rav Shita. What does Rav say? Then in case number three, there's a difference. Case number two, Rabbi Eliezer would say Usur. Case number three, he would say Mutter. 1 second, says the Gemara. So that, how do you get from case number two to case number three? Case number two is, you have three rows. You have Kishuin, Diluin, Pola Mitzri. That's Usur, according to the Tanakh, according to Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rav. And then case number four, you add on an extra row on the side. Now, that's Mutter. But what do you mean? Once it's us, how does it become mutter? Masisa pliga rav. Shura shall kishuin, shura shall diluin, shura shall palamitzri, vishura shall kishuin. Case number three, you have the kishuin, diluin, palamitzri, kishuin. Ad shalonata saravias lokfar nesru. Before you plan row number four, so then, isn't it already usser? So if it's already usser, how does it then become mutter? So that's a kasha on Rav's understanding of Rabbi Elazar. It's already usher. Answers the Gemara, tipater b'shenatar ba'atan kachas. It could be you planted them all at once. All at once. Does it mean the very second together? Pasha doesn't mean the very second together. Right? We know, e'efshar litzamtzeim. Right? E'efshar, we don't say that things can happen exactly at the same moment. It means at the same planting. The same planting, before one or two grow, they all are planted and they all, grow roots together. All roots together, so therefore that would be enough to have case number three without building on case number two. The Menachas Chinuch, we haven't mentioned this in a while, Menachas Chinuch discusses Yevshel Etzamtzeim, and says that by mitzvahs and averos, even if you say Yevshel Etzamtzeim, you have to say Efshel Etzamtzeim. Lo nitna Torah l'malachei Asharis is the language of the Menachas Chinuch. Mitzvah Kuftes, Mitzvah 109. There's an Isser Daraisa of making the Shemen Amishcha, the oil that was used. Isser Daraisa, but the Isser is only making it in the exact way with the exact measurements. Shlolaso Shemen Amishcha. It has to be exactly that. So ask the Menachas Chinuch. So how could you ever violate this Avera? Efshel Etzamtzeim. You can't be so exact, both in time, that's in the Gemara, Bechoros, babies coming out at the same time, or even in amounts. That's another, also Efshel Etzamtzeim. So yes, Hechem Mishkachas Lachiv Ba'os Hashem HaMishcha. Kima Ditzrichem Liyoso Ikarim B'Mishkal Azeh Belo Tosef Azeh Belo Giron Imkein Kishem Etzamtzeim Kimishkalo Ukimidaso Shtei Svaros Lifter Dilma Shokal Yoser Opater Dilma Shokal Pochez V'Gamkin Pater. Right, so Efshel Etzamtzeim. So the Menachas Chinuch says, it must be when it comes to mitzvahs and averos, lo nina Torah l'malachei Asharis. Lo kasha, to gamal asiyah kasha, dilma hosif ogara. V'chulu, ha-Torah lo tismoch b'mitzvos al nisim. Rak neis ze merumas b'Torah, dekulo kayim lasi lovo. Ach be'emes kima dolo nina Torah l'malachei Asharis, imkein kol makom shetzitz asor lasas b'midu b'mishkal, hakol l'fi das ben adam l'fi sichlo, im mitzamsem kosher. Hein le'inyin mitzvah, hein le'inyin chiyev. And he says later on, oz achilas matzah. Yefshal mitzamsem, how do you know about kezayis? Right? No. Lo nitna Torah l'malachei Asharis. HaTorah nitna ha-tzimtzum l'fi daitenu, says the Menachas Chinuch, and therefore, it's all okay in terms of mitzvahs and averus. Okay, we continue. Notei Adam kishas v'chulu. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah said at the end of the Mishnah back on Daf Lamed Beis, you could plant things with long leaves in one little guma, as long as you lean the leaves in different directions. Tani, mutter hu adam lasos betoch sadeo guma ktana muka tefach, you can make a little hole, v'lizroa betocho arba zeronin, and you can plant four different seeds, v'hafkan arba ruchoseha, as long as you face all the leaves in four different directions. The chiddush of this is that not only is two allowed where you go in opposite directions, but four, and all four directions will be allowed. Rabbi Abba Barkana, Shimo Narshaya, Bishim Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, benotin lechurva shanu. This is only allowed if there's nothing around the hole. Notin lechurva. If around the hole is barren, then the leaves could go into that area, and it's all good. Rabbi Mana says no. If benotin lechurva, if there's nothing around, then nisni shmona. Then it shouldn't only be four. You should be able to put eight. Shnayim mikan, v'shnayim mikan, v'shnayim mikan, v'shnayim mikan. What does that mean? You should be able to have one on each side and one on each corner. So that's eight altogether if you really put the leaves in a different direction. If you say it's nota l'churva, you should even be able to have eight, says Rabbi Mana, and not just four. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Haisa Sadeu Zerua Bitzalim, Ubikej Lita Bitocha Shiro Shel Diluin. I have a field with onions, and I want to plant rows of gourds. Remember, gourds are muksha, has big leaves. So what do you do? We have issues. Number one, you have to have the Bitzalim not in too close proximity of the Diluim, but also we don't want the Diluim to be Chovesh, to be considered surrounding the Bitzalim. So what do you do? Machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Oker Shtei Shuros. V'notei Ashura Achas, U'meniach Kamas Bitzalim B'makam Shtei Shuros, V'oker Shtei Shuros, V'notei Ashura Achas. If you look in the picture, if Chaim Kanievsky has and others have, basically what you do is, you take out two rows worth of onions. Two rows worth of onions, that's eight amos, and in the middle of those eight amos, the middle four amos, you're able to plant diluin. So you have two, on the sides of the diluin, you have two amos bare. And then beyond that, you have a row of onions. A row of onions. And then you have another two amos bare before you start the diluin again. In other words, altogether, there's 12 amos from one diluin to the next diluin. And that's what you need, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Meaning, between each of the diluim, you have eight amos of of Bitzalim, and then two Amos Be'er on each side. So as long as there's 12 Amos between Diluim and Diluim, you're good. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, no, doesn't have to be so far. Oker, Shtei Shuros, Venotea, Shtei Shuros. You could just have 8 Amos in between the two Diluims are enough. And those 8 Amos could be filled with Bitzalim. You just need a little tlem, a little furrow in between. You only need 8 between the diluim. So machlokas, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, how much do you need between the diluim that are in your batzal field not to surround and swallow up the bitzalim? Either 12 amos, that's Rabbi Yishmael, or 8 amos, that's Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim omrim, im ein ben shura lachaver t'shtem esrei, lo yikayim zeresh al ben taim. V'chachamim say, you need 12. You need 12. We'll have to see exactly what the Gemara is going to talk about. What is the difference between Chacham and Rabbi Shmuel? Seem to say the same thing. Do you both need 12? We'll have to see whether it's what exactly the machlokas is. The Gemara is going to talk about it. But these are the three shitas about Tluim not being chovesh the Bitzalim in between. Okay, we will stop here.